Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
644, 16 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, August 5th, going up to 96 today, but hopefully those dew points will be down a bit so it won't be as stifling, drive you into the ground hot. There's always a chance for a slight pop-up shower, but for the most part, looking ahead to the weekend, fairly dry. 10% chance for showers on Friday, then 20% on Saturday and Sunday. And as we get closer to the middle of August, if it wasn't hot, miserably, unbearably hot, something would be wrong. A COVID-19 vaccine, amazingly, is close. Why am I so worried? Well, let's find out now when we talk to the author of this piece, Dr. Michael Kinch, Associate Vice Chancellor and Director, Centers for Research, Innovation, and Biotechnology and Drug Discovery at Washington University in St. Louis, a prestigious institution. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And welcome. So tell me about the concerns that you have, but I guess first maybe we should talk about the backstory, which is if they were to come up relatively quickly with a COVID vaccine, and I guess you can explain to me what relatively quickly would be, this would be a pretty amazing accomplishment, would it not?
Oh, it'd be amazing. I mean, when you consider the amount of time that's gone by, just how rapidly we were able to identify the virus that caused this, and then be able to even contemplate a vaccine. I mean, this is remarkable. Normally, a vaccine will take a decade to a decade and a half, and we've done this. We've cut basically every corner and done this in record time.
I had contractors in my house one time, and cutting the corners, painting the house especially, didn't work out so well, Michael. So are we maybe looking at the same thing here?
Well, that's the concern. And it's not necessarily that we have cut the corners. It's that we might look the other way if those corners aren't quite as nice and neat as we thought that they were. And the idea there is that there is an enormous amount of pressure, both for people who want a vaccine, and all of us want to return to some degree of normal. And so there's a lot of pressure there, but then there's also some unique political pressure, given that this is an election year. And the concern that I've been hearing from a lot of colleagues is that, you know, there may be so much pressure on the FDA that they might bow to that and end up approving something that wouldn't under normal circumstances be quite approvable. And what I mean by that is a vaccine that's not quite as effective, or a vaccine that might convey harm.
I see in your piece you talked about whispers, and there's always, you know, it happens in our business, in radio or broadcasting, what have you. It happens in every industry where there is a public narrative, and then people that are behind the scenes, and you use the phrase whispers, there are some whispers of concerns. I think that happened. Everybody that is in any type of operation or organization can identify with that. What are some of the whispers of concern that you're hearing? Is it the pressure of approving something, or is it the time constraint that we don't really know? It's not enough time to properly vet it?
Yes, it's more the latter. It is concern that, I mean, think about what a vaccine is. A vaccine treatment that you get that is intended to change the immune system so that you're protected for years or decades or hopefully a lifetime. And what that means is that you have to be able to track the immune system and how it responded to the vaccine candidates for at least a few years before you know whether it's entirely safe or entirely effective. To me, one of the biggest concerns I've got, and I expressed this in the article, is that most vaccines undergo an extremely rigorous set of trials to make sure that it's safe and effective. With this one, by definition, we're only going to have weeks at best, maybe a month or two, of knowledge of what it does in the body. And that's the concern, is that what if either it doesn't work very long, let's say that it only lasts for a season, like the influenza vaccine, or what if it, Lord forbid, actually causes some toxicity, and that we don't detect that in that initial week or two or three that we're studying it. And that would be the nightmare scenario. And not only might people lose faith in a COVID vaccine, but they might also lose faith in the vaccines that we do know are safe and effective, like the measles, mumps, and rubella, and other childhood and adult vaccines.
Let me pick it up here when we come back. We have a mortgage financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. And anybody's welcome to text in their concerns or questions. And one of them comes in and says, good morning, Tommy. Could you ask the doctor, when penicillin was first created or made, however you want to say it, do you think any corners were cut? And I'll go ahead and throw in the polio vaccine while I'm at it, and you can answer that when we come back. We're talking to Michael Kinch, Associate Vice Chancellor, Director, Centers for Research, Innovation, and Biotechnology and Drug Discovery at Washington University in St. Louis about a COVID-19 being close, COVID-19 vaccine being close, but is everything as good as it seems or sounds? What are the concerns? More when we return, 6:50, time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, 6:55, 5 till 7, talking to Michael Kinch, Associate Vice Chancellor, Director, Centers for Research, Innovation, and Biotechnology and Drug Discovery at Washington University in St. Louis, a prestigious institution. So, Michael, somebody texted in about cutting corners as it relates to penicillin. I added in polio, and I guess the question is, we're always under the gun when it comes to creating a vaccine, right?
Absolutely, and it's, you know, it's a great question, and undoubtedly there were, and as a matter of fact, in two of the books that I've written, I've talked about each of these different campaigns to first for developing the basic antibiotics and then later for the polio vaccine, and they were under an enormous amount of pressure. One of the things to point out is that an antibiotic, like most medicines, will fairly quickly wash out of your system, and the effects are fairly short-term. That's different than a vaccine, where the effects can be lifelong. And so it's a good question about whether there was pressure, and there was certainly for the polio vaccine or for the for antibiotics like penicillin. But actually a great example is the polio vaccine, where again, there was an enormous amount of pressure on Salk when he developed and introduced the first vaccine in the early 1950s. But there's actually a lesson to be learned from that, because in the case of the Salk vaccine, they rushed the manufacturing. And just as, without getting into the wonky science, the polio vaccine that Salk developed was a live virus that was then killed and given to people. And because it was a dead virus, the immune system got stimulated to attack the polio. Well, in rushing the manufacturing, they didn't properly kill it. And the consequence was that, especially in a lot of the Western states in the U.S., they ended up injecting live virus into thousands and thousands of kids, many of whom died of polio, others who became paralyzed for the rest of their lives. And so it's actually a good example of what can go wrong if we rush things. And so we need to learn from our history, and that's really the main point.
And paraphrasing something from your article here, back then, I don't think they had as much vaccine skepticism, anti-science bias, that is propagated by B-list celebrities and Russian troll farms. They weren't facing all of that back then. So do we have one chance to get this right? And if not, then good luck trying to get people to take it?
That's my argument. And just to be clear, it's not to say we should go more slowly. It's to say that right now we are living in a very strong anti-science period where people are very skeptical. And the example of that is if you ask what is the biggest public health crisis, at least from an infectious disease standpoint, as of January, people would have said it's the rejection of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, because measles, mumps, and rubella have been on the increase. And so we're still in that same, that was only 6 months ago, or 7 months ago now, and we are still in a period where if we introduce a bad vaccine, we might see a resurgence in polio, we might see a resurgence even more in measles, mumps, rubella, and other preventable diseases, and there will be countless kids that will be harmed unnecessarily because they're not getting their proper vaccine. So we've got to get this coronavirus right. The good news is if we do it right, then the benefits are going to be huge, and hopefully people will forget about this skepticism and all these other ideas that have been propagated again by Russian troll farms and celebrities trying to make a name for themselves.
I can tell you how much I appreciate your time and your writing, and I hope you come back on and join us some other time as we proceed in this. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Michael.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.